Congressional investigators today revealed that they were able to use false identification to enter the United States repeatedly from Canada, Mexico, and Jamaica. The testimony before the Senate Finance Committee came as Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge announced a big increase in security funding. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
The investigators started with a simple step. They used off-the-shelf computer software to create false driver's licenses and birth certificates. Then they obtained credit cards using the phony IDs and headed for the border. Robert Kramer manages the Office of Special Investigations for the General Accounting Office. He said the agents had no trouble entering the country during repeated attempts over the last few months.
On two occasions, border inspectors did not ask for or inspect any identification when our agents entered the country. On another occasion, an agent was able to walk into the United States from Canada across a major border crossing and was not stopped or inspected by any government official.
When the agents were asked to show their IDs, they still were allowed in. Kramer said one time agents tried to cross the border in a rental car with Canadian plates.
A U.S. Customs inspector asked for identification and was provided the counterfeit documents. After reviewing the documents, the inspector permitted our agents to enter into the United States.
The same thing happened again when two agents traveling with one-way tickets from Jamaica showed fake IDs to authorities at Miami International Airport. Johnny Williams, an official with the Immigration and Naturalization Service, said some results of the GAO investigation were worrisome and that authorities would try to fix the problems. But, he noted, officials do not rely solely on documents, such as driver's licenses, to determine whether someone's claim of U.S. citizenship is valid. He said authorities also look at other things, such as nervous behavior.
In fact, our inspectors rely heavily on their experience. Some people call it the sixth sense or the gut feeling. What that really is, the tens of thousands of experiences those inspectors have had over the years.
He also noted that hundreds of new border guards and customs agents have been hired since the attacks of 9/11 and that new technology is being installed to help detect phony IDs. But Senate Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley said clearly things need to improve.
You can't help but get the view that the door to America is very wide open.
Max Baucus, the ranking Democrat on the panel, said it was disturbing that the border remains so porous at a time when the Bush administration has promised to make domestic security a top priority.
The proofs that we're putting here, it's up to the president and his budget to provide the resources that you all need.
And in fact, while a hearing was being held in Washington, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge was in Miami to announce that President Bush will ask for $41 billion in new Homeland Security spending next week. Ridge also announced that Customs, Immigration, and other border agencies will be combined into one new bureau in the new Department of Homeland Security to help improve efficiency.
So instead of four faces at the border, America will have one.
He warned, though, that with such long borders and more than a million people trying to enter the United States each day, it's almost impossible to close every single gap. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.